If you've spent any time around ice arenas, you know this signature sound. It's a Zamboni. Even the name sounds magical. Zamboni, Zamboni, circling the rink, replacing the bad old ice with a new surface that's immaculate and smooth. As the philosopher Charlie Brown once observed in that seminal work, She's a Good Skate, Charlie Brown.
There are three things in life that people like to stare at: a flowing stream, a crackling fire, and a Zamboni clearing the ice.
This year marks the 70th year they've been able to do that, thanks to Frank Zamboni, a Californian with an ice rink and a problem.
It took a significant amount of time and labor to resurface the ice.
That's Paula Cooney, spokesperson for the Zamboni company.
It took four or five people with planer and some squeegees and some hoses, close to an hour and a half to do the resurfacing.
That's an hour and a half when people could be paying to skate. So Frank Zamboni took some more surplus parts, including a Jeep chassis, and almost a decade. By 1949, he had concocted a machine to make quick work of that rough old ice.
It took that hour and a half down to about a 10 or 15 minute resurfacing.
10 to 15 minutes! Now, this machine was supposed to be a miracle Frank Zamboni used only at his skating rink. But know who came to that rink one day?
Now, Chris Linden, our petite star, to entertain you with an exhibition of free skating.
Norway's three-time Olympic gold champion figure skater and Hollywood star Sonja Henie. She was in Paramount, California with her traveling ice review and needed a place to practice. Frank Zamboni was ready to impress.
He brought this machine out on the ice. She lovingly later referred to it as the monstrosity, and she said, "I'll take two."
Sonja Henie loved how quickly it made the ice glassy and clean, like a Nordic pond. Not that I've ever seen one. She got her own Zambonis and took them on tour. Other ice rink owners didn't want to miss out on the ice-shaving revolution. And before long, Frank Zamboni was building a company and supplying Zambonis all over the world. Today, the company estimates there are nearly 12,000 Zambonis in use. There are other brands of ice resurfacers, Olympia, the OK Electra. And FYI, it is not polite to call them all Zambonis. It's like calling every cola a Coke. But what's it like to actually drive a Zamboni? Ask the Iceman.
Everybody looks at you and thinks that this is such an easy job.
Jimmy Iceman McNeil of Brantford, Ontario. He was the Zamboni Driver of the Year in 1999. Can you name any of them? The Iceman says,
driving the Zamboni is a little bit of science. It's an art. You have levers, you have buttons.
And a lot to worry about if you want to hold on to that trophy. There's an ice cutting blade and two water tanks, a spinning brush to clear the snow from the sides of the rink as the Zamboni drives by at the breakneck speed of 5 miles an hour. And even though he's been driving Zambonis for four decades, Jimmy Iceman McNeil still watches his back.
I can almost guarantee there isn't one driver that hasn't come off the ice and had some hockey fan or figure skating fan say, "You missed a spot."
Yeah, pal. Your mouth? Yeah.